This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mickey Robinson, Executive Director of the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mickey, our topic of conversation is the Coal Country 19th Annual Fall Festival that'll be coming up Saturday, September 23rd, Bunnell City Park. It will be from 10 to 4. Before we start talking about activities of the Coal Country Fall Festival, though, that same day will be the 12th Annual Tour de Coal. And I thought we'd give a little bit of talk about there is still time to register if you'd like to go on any of the three bike rides. And you could tell us a little bit about Tour de Coal.
Well, when we started this, we wanted something different, and we accomplished that goal. It's a family fun ride. It is no racing, no fiddling, but we do have a bunch of experienced riders, and we decided a few years ago to start them off in a mass start at 7 o'clock in the morning. And there last year was over 30 of them there. What they do is they take the 100 mile ride and they start all together because they're on a time clock, so they wanted to be fair with each other. And then we have no problems with that. We send them off. And then the other part of it, the regular ride, the family one, the family, the parents, grandparents, the kids, they come with different types of riding things on there. So they come and they can start from any time from 7 to 9. You can pre-register on coalcountrychamberofcommerce.com. nrecord.com. And what you do there is just tell them how many you want and go from there. They come in and they start right away. They can just get their shirts and everything and then go. But you got to pre-register ahead of time. By the week before, the Friday before is our cutoff day, so we can get them printed and have them for you there. If you come in on Saturday morning, if we have a few extra shirts at that time, We'll let you have one, but normally they're gone after the first 5 minutes.
And this all takes place, the ride starts in the registration at the Bunnell City Hall?
Bunnell City Hall Civic Center right there. And as I said, the mass starts at 7. The registration for, if you haven't registered, starts at 6:30. You can, as soon as you register, you get your T-shirt and your cue sheet and your map. You're off. You don't have to wait for anybody.
And, of course, those who participate in the Tour de Coal, they get a little special incentive to come visit the Fall Festival.
Oh, yes, they do. We have learned over the years, they're a little hungry, they're a little thirsty. So we give them a lunch ticket, which gets them to whatever sandwich that we have in the Chamber's booth only. They have a choice of Italian beef, the hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, smokies, bratwurst, that type of thing. They get one and get one drink. And last year we had 82% make sure they came and got their sandwich and drink. And it's just a token appreciation from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce to do that.
While we're speaking of food, let's transition now to the Fall Festival itself. You spoke of food, and also at the festival, there's, besides the chamber food that's available, you'll also have many people who will be offering food items.
Right. We all decided since 1999, we wanted to have a food court. That was my idea, but the idea that we had to sell it to the board at first, but then we got a certain group that's out there in the front of the Chamber's food booth, that we put it in a horseshoe type so it's real close, and it has picnic tables in the center there. We start off with good old London Simmons barbecue ribs, pork steaks and wings and things like that he has. Then we have a concessioner who comes in. Been coming in for about 9 years now. She sells she's famous for the corn dogs and other things. I don't want to go into the long list because then it's not fair to everybody. Then we have the one guy who's been with us ever since the opening day of 1999, Kello Corn. He has kettle corn, and it's popped right in front of you. And then we have the Sweet Dreams, which is the real ice cream from Wisconsin dairy. And then he also has gyros, and he also has a couple of other things. And he's a local person right there. And then we have other churches and people that come in with their serving. It's a fundraiser for them. That's what most of these are.
Something else is a variety of people come in, and I guess we can say offer their wares, or there'll be things for people to look at, maybe for Christmas ideas, gift ideas, things like that.
Yes, there is. And we're proud to say that we always have over 65 vendors. We haven't gone below that in so long, I forgot what year it was. But it's over 65 different varieties. We try not to duplicate many things. Jewelry is one of the classifications we're careful with. But you got to have any type of jewelry. Everything is a little different. We try to make it homemade is what our specialty is. And you have, like, we have a vendor comes in since probably about 204, 205. She's been there about 10 years now. She takes these snowmen. She makes them, and they decorate them different ways. And she normally sells anywhere from 40 to 50 of them every year, and she does a wonderful job. Custom-made everything. And then we have another gentleman that brings in furniture that he makes himself is in his shop, and it's fine-tuned and it's really clean, and it blows my mind on some of this stuff that I've been around this now. We have the lady that has the hot cars, or I guess they're called the hot cars, and not muscle cars, the little tiny midget cars. What do you call them?
Like Hot Wheels or something?
Hot Wheels. That was the way to put it. Hot Wheels. She's been with this for 10 years, and she goes through about 500 of them on that one Saturday we have, and she does good. She has a good price. She has a very good selection, and she has a lot. Of course, now that does not mean she doesn't sell out, because she sells out a lot.
And also from the Gillespie area, I believe Illinois Valley participates.
Illinois Valley comes in. They've been with us since 1999. Gail Reamer runs that very good show, and what she's well known for and in the community and area-wide is the hand-cut, made, painted, and fixed up like a pumpkin that you put in your yard in October. And it has been said she normally sells about 100 of them. She has to cut them, and she makes them. What she does do... And on the spot, she has a machine that she engraves somebody's last name, and when they put it in the yard, the Robinson's clam or something like that, you know, what it is. She does personalizing them, and she does very good with them. And that helps them rehab people to earn a few dollars and when they're in the doing that.
Now, we covered some of the things that will be available throughout the day, and also now we'll come to a few topics that are always of importance, things for children to do and activities for children and some of the specials for children. And again, this year will be the return of your animals, and also what else will be available for children?
Well, we'll touch first on the animals. Well, you don't want to call them a petting zoo, because we have real live white Alaskan reindeer. We also have at least two giraffes. And we also have two, three, four different types of water buffaloes from over there. And he's been back with us now. This is his eighth year. And he does a very good job. And if you want to feed the animals, he brings in about 500 pounds of long-stem carrots. And he sits there and cuts them up and puts them in the bag, sells a bag of them for a dollar. Then the other thing we started, this will be his third year, is the life-size dinosaurs. He's cutting back just a little bit, but he's going to have the big ones there. Then the pedestals with all the information of all the different types and history and things like that. And the kids, I bet that dinosaur is sore because they always trying to climb over him, get their picture taken, and you should see some of the pictures that come out of there. They're just the way they're sticking their head in the dinosaur's mouth, open mouth there, everything. And it just makes it look like real life-size dinosaurs there.
Now, as far as the animals and the dinosaurs, are they available all day, or is there particular times one should show up for those?
That's a good question. They are there the whole time, from 10 to 4. And we also have our Cole Country Chamber Commerce choo-choo train that we give free rides to everyone. The parents love the ride because it takes them on the outskirts of the park itself, and they see the surrounding areas, and they see from outside to inside what is going on. And it's courtesy of Illinois Valley Rehab.
Now we come to both adult and children's entertainment, but I'm sure adults will like much of the featured acts you have this year at the Fall Festival, which will include, I guess you would say, three featured individuals and or bands.
Well, you put it in a better way than I was going to put it, but yes, there is. And we'll start with the Early Bird at 10 o'clock. That's going to be a new band that we found this past year, and it went over very good and very exciting. It's the old type of rockabilly revivals. It's five members of a family, and they put on a very nice jazz, blues, country, and classic rock from the original days. From, in other words, where they used to do it, how they did it. This is what this band's due for, and they went over big with our summer concert series back in the summer months, June and July. And then from there, we go to a local artist, which everybody remembers from the last 2 years. This is her third year, live from Nashville, Amy Hailstorm, and she does very good. She's her own writer, producer, director, whatever else you can say than people do. She does it all for herself. She started with her second disc now of music. She sells them. Last year, she brought 100 of them, and they were gone in the first 30 minutes of her show. So I told her to bring more. But she is local artist from Gillespie, and she's now from, that's why we call it Live from Nashville. I got permission for that too, by the way. And of course, then we have our old reliable for the, since 1999, is the Steve Davis and the Mid-South Revival Band, Memories of Elvis. He also has, it's kind of broken into like two shows. It's a 3-hour show total from 1 to 4. They have Thomas Hickory for Buddy Holly. He's been with us 4 years there. And for Patsy Klein, we have a new one, Shane Fredericks. And they put on a pretty good show, about a 35, 40-minute show is what they do. Then he comes on and puts on about a 90, 95-minute show. And it's all the favorites from the old days, from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s when he was around. All the movies and everything, he plays them all. And by the way, all this entertainment comes under the pavilion in the city of the Bunnell's Park there. We don't charge anybody for anything. It's free. All we ask you is bring the lawn chair, or if you don't get there early enough, you should have a blanket or something to put down on the grass. The pavilion area goes fast.
And Mickey, we are coming to the end of the show, but if somebody would like to check on specifics, so you got a place where they can visit to check on something specific?
Yeah, if anything, either on the Tour de Cole bike ride, you can go to our website, www.colecountrychamber.com. You can go there for just anything. We have the webpage up. We have the everything about everything. The Tour de Cole application is on there. Also, just hit whatever page you want.
Mickey Robinson, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.